That's tough.
Oh, man. Woo.
Yep.
Yo, I could literally drink probably half a cup of that.
That's why I got it, dog.
And that's why you see my fucking tolerance is so high.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sleep like a fucking baby tonight. Mm-hmm. Woo.
I like the way you move.
You're popping.
Why is it so hot? What is that hot? Coming in hot, 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 hot.
Oh, man. Let me see. Yeah, we gonna rock with it. Oh, I got some shit for y'all. Yep. Yep. Here we go.
You are now tuned into the Laptop Chronicles, the podcast for all things porn. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have your ears stimulated.
All right.
They could turn into Val Venus.
Fucking genuine over here.
So anxious. Meet me at 11:30. No one talking dirty, said I. So.
Hey, we about to get a cease and desist letter. Genuine, sorry.
You know how they get away with that shit on Kids Bop? What's the. What's it called when you take a song and flip it? It start with an I.
Interpolate.
Yeah, I'm doing that shit. Well, not really, but it's my own version. I had to stop. I was like,
Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. I'm your host, Al, the PhD of pornography, a graduate of West Coast Productions University.
What's up?
Class of 01, the sex talk specialist. I am drinking some good fucking rum. Thanks to the homie.
Shout out to the Bahamas.
128 proof.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going down so smooth.
It's going to be a wild one. I'm drinking ginger ale.
I jerk off. Mm. Always have 100 tabs and running. And as always, I got my podcast partner in crime, Corey, a.k.a. County Trill.
What up, Duff?
A.k.a. put your legs on the shoulders and just relax.
You're trying to get me in trouble like always.
A.k.a. the boob milk bandit. A.k.a. the international player.
Player, player.
A.k.a. the man who once took his shirt off on South Beach just to tan his nipples. A.k.a. the Pornhub killer. Yeah. No one can get it.
Why is everybody's nipples darker than their actual body?
You know what? That is a good fucking question.
Like, why? Like,
I guess that's an episode about areolas that we can definitely do.
I mean, like, no disrespect. Like, not at all. Like, no disrespect to God. But, like, he gave all of us mismatch nipples. Like, light skin. I mean, for black people, I'm saying. Like, because areolas come in, like, wild different flavors.
Shapes and sizes. Yeah. And oatmeal, them oatmeal raisin joints.
I love the chocolate chips.
I like the ones you could go like this. And he was just like pluck them and shit. But I like the long nipples too.
Yeah, I know
long nipples are cool.
They be fun. You could lick on them.
Oh,
yeah. They be having a sensation.
Yeah. They be like, woodoodle. They be like, oodles
and
doodles.
And tonight, we have our guy, your granny's favorite rapper, a.k.a. the man who once slapped 17 people at a bus stop in front of Royal Farms Arena because a pigeon stole his fries, a.k.a. Barry White's third cousin twice removed on his mom's side,
sir.
Norm motherfucking regular.
That was loud.
Yes. Yes, first time on the podcast.
First time. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome to this shit show.
It's real on this side.
You guys are crazy. You guys are all ready.
Yeah. I'm fucked up.
Yeah, we come out the gate hot.
Coming in hot.
We gotta finish that video.
What video? Oh, yeah.
With the multiple.
Yeah, we coming up on that. So, first off, we got some announcements. Make sure you tune in to Baltimore County Favorite Podcast on YouTube, our YouTube channel. You will see us and the bro in Atlanta, Pod Poppy Huss, was podding. Make sure you check him out. We're going to get him on this side real soon. That's going to be bananas. Because he is a wild boy.
Facts.
Also, while you on YouTube, I need y'all to do this. I need y'all to make sure y'all do this. Type in Norm Regular. You'll see this guy. There's a video called Blue Light Special.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see this guy. I'm in it for like 0.2 seconds. But it's cool, though.
They got a close-up on me.
The video is fucking cool. The video's dope as shit. We were actually there making it.
Yeah, we made it.
Making it. Yeah. It was cold, then it was warm.
Facts.
Blue Light Special, dope. Listen.
Thank you, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, we was making it, and I was like, I just don't see the vision.
Right.
And then he put it together, and I was like, oh, I'll shut the fuck up.
Put it together, yeah.
That shit is dope.
Made me a believer, too.
Yeah. So make sure and check out all his music. His newest single, 33rd, the beat, it's just
what? This nigga snorting again.
Wait, when you just keep going. What is happening?
No.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. All right. So make sure. Yeah. All that. So for the porn clip of the week, jump on X Videos. Check out our homie, friend of the podcast, Miss Avery Jane. And okay, so the title is a little kind of, it's called Stripper Whore Avery Jane Gets All Her Holes Wrecked by Magic Montana and Friends.
All right, wait, time out. Don't disrespect the homie like that, B. Hey, somebody need to rewrite that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to a friend of the show, Avery Jane. You know what I'm saying? That ain't, y'all. I don't really be liking how they be giving for black porn stars, bro. I don't know. Like, that sound like a nerd nigga right
there.
You
ever
seen
that shit, Ghetto Gaggers, bro? Yeah,
bro.
Bro, that's real racist, bro.
We've gone on about that.
Yeah, I don't fuck with shit like that, bro.
I don't even click on them videos. Yeah, bro.
So we gonna do a real reaction with Norm. He's watching it and
Oh shit. Alright, so I got a question.
Uh-huh.
Like, as a dude, do you hold your balls doing that? Cause like, once you start getting your stroke, you know your shit clapping.
Hey yo, it's mad dicks in there, man.
It's a lot of dicks in this shit, bro.
That's why I was laughing. I'm like,
It's a lot of dicks in this shit, bro.
Like,
this nigga underneath of her is pretty much getting humped.
Oh, shit. You can hear it. Turn it down.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Wait. Hold on. There we go.
Niggas getting them lows. Hold on. Niggas getting them lows off. She got some nice titties, though.
She's
she got a little butt. Better.
Yeah. She got some nice boobs now. Yeah, so
I fuck her, just not with all the people around. It's just
I'm not a fan of the gangbang porn,
group
bro.
Setting?
Yeah, it's kind of wild, bro. It's like I personally never ran a train before. One too many dicks is too many dicks in the party. My dick is the only set of balls
in this room.
Niggas start causing friction. You know what I mean? Shit start sparking. You know what I mean? Like, my dick ain't supposed to touch your dick. You know what I mean? Our dicks ain't supposed to touch. That's not supposed
That's
to
called
happen.
Sword fighting.
Exactly. And look, all right, so look, this Spanish nigga, whatever, is clapping her. You know what I mean? Shout out to you, baby. Look, nice. You know what I mean? Clapping her, but it's an old nigga underneath of her just taking it. And it's I'm not trying to see no other niggas clapping no cheeks. and I'm right there.
Yeah, I don't like real-time shit.
That we might crossword puzzle each other, you know what I mean?
It's like zone defense. You stay in your zone.
Nah, bro. Like, I just... we breathing the same pussy air. You know what I mean?
Look, I'm not with sliding my dick up in you after fucking all these raw dicks stimping up in you.
It was wild. But mad raw dicks me.
But at the same time, remember, they are professionals.
Absolutely.
So they can do that.
You right. They yeah, yeah.
No, they can't.
I mean, they getting paid for this. They getting paid for this.
Hey, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right, but no.
Remember, different strokes for different folks.
Absolutely. I'm not, hey, if y'all, listen, no disrespect to y'all. Right, like, if y'all want to do that.
That shit is hate, man.
Shout out to Avery Jane. You a soldier, baby girl. We Facts. Salute you. Facts. That is a wild porn clip of the week. Wow.
Yeah, I'm about to put the.
What's chill, yo. Shit.
Hey, yo, it was like. The so, two niggas, then the other nigga came. See, that was another thing.
He came out the back just whacking. Yeah, that nigga came out the cut like, yeah. Remember them niggas back in them 80s
is
movies?
Is it my turn yet?
Know what I mean?
Yeah, with the fucking mustache.
Know what I mean? Yeah, that was something. He just came out butt ass naked.
The one nigga, and you know what? I'm sorry we turned this into this, but like the one nigga, when it come on, the black nigga at the bottom, like trying to get his shit on, and he just like, slapping a leg, just slapping, stop me. He like,
yo, you want?
I'm ready. And he went around.
Yo,
he went around and low key sat on the. He used the nigga legs as balance. So the nigga underneath him, it's the nigga underneath. Then the guy was fucking Avery J, but he kind of like sit like this on over the guy's legs. So it's like. This nigga ride the boss. Hey, yo, this nigga tripping, man. Like, I was like, nah.
Yo, I seen this porn, this porn blooper. It was so fucked up. They was doing a DP scene, right? So the dude on top, you know, it's his turn to shoot the cannon. So when he pulls out, he's trying to maneuver himself around. They on this old ass like 80s couch, right? He tries to maneuver himself around so he can bust on Shorty's face.
Nah.
Well, his foot goes in between the couch cushion.
Nah. He ain't pressed the bite on his dick. He ain't paused his dick. Nah. Don't tell me he did. No.
Hey, bro.
Yo, he unloaded on the dude's face.
Oh!
And my man was on the bottom and he couldn't do nothing. All you see was.
Hey,
yo. Oh, bro. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Both of y'all gay now. Both of y'all. Oh, my gosh. Yo, you just took a load. How you go home to your girl? Like, yo, I just took a load. Like, yo, oh my gosh, yo.
Oh, it's the funniest shit ever.
You look in the mirror every day, like, yo, I got nutted on. What? I quit, bro. I go, like, the fucking
Home Depot.
Yo.
Nigga got to do the most. Like, nigga, I build houses now.
No, man.
I build houses. I'm a construction worker.
So.
Oh nah. Yo, you ever seen the one when the guy shot one off and he hit the cameraman?
No.
That nigga sperm was trying to get the fuck out of his body.
Get me out of here.
Yo, shout out to the camera people in porn, because yo, some of them angles, yo, they be holding the camera like. You know what I'm saying? They be stroking and dude, like, with the camera, like, behind it. Like, he nigga stroking with him. Yeah. Like, I'm...
That button ball shot is the worst.
I'm not a fan
the gooch.
Of...
I hate that shot. Yo, it's just mad ball. Shit just... Like, yo, come on, fast forward.
Man, scrotum and shit. No, like, man, fuck like, out of here.
Norm's new career... Director of porn photography.
You know what I mean?
No. Hold your balls.
Hold your balls, bro. Yeah. Nah, we ain't even gonna get that angle, bro. Go sideways.
Go sideways.
Let me see.
Slider style.
Let me see her little fast and the titties jiggle. We not looking at your butt, bro.
Head cut.
You know what I mean?
What the fuck I just tell you, bro?
What I just say?
Oh.
You doing the wrong shit, yo.
Why did I move the mic up so high?
My shit high. I ain't gonna hold because I'm leaning up.
Well, you know why it's high.
Because I moved it.
Yo, so, and keeping with the theme of every Jane at the strip club, we're going to talk about strip clubs today.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Y'all go to strip clubs?
No.
I used to.
Used to?
Used to? I don't go to strip clubs because this is my philosophy. I also took this with me for my whole life. I don't go to strip clubs because I'm not fucking them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not fucking you. Like, I understand the whole, you know, the fantasy and shit like that. That's what porn's for. I'm right. good, baby girl.
Right. Yeah.
I watch porn every day.
Yeah, see, I used to go to strip clubs on, like, special occasion shit. Back when I was, like, a hood rat and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We went for Father's Day. You know what I mean? Shit like that.
Okay. I can see that.
You know what I mean?
Get a little 2-for-1 special.
Yeah, we would do shit like that, but after a while.
That shit's whack. I mean, it's frustrating.
You leave out the club with a hard dick and no money, like.
And no pussy.
And no pussy. Like, nah, son.
Yeah.
That shit's stupid.
Have y'all ever been offered sex in a strip club by a stripper?
No, sir. Nah.
Yeah, I have.
She was really? Like, hey, you want to have sex?
Well, I mean, it was like, for $250, I'll do this. I'm like, lady, I don't have $250 in my pocket.
Right.
I don't even have $20. I'm here with my cousin.
Right.
He's paying for the beer. So I don't know what you intend on doing because I'm going home with the quarter tank of gas in my car.
I'm chilling, right.
You know what I'm saying? But, so.
You need to pay that rent.
So do I.
Gotta go to school.
Right.
So if you watch any of the podcast, you know that I'm from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? 6 Mile West Side all day.
And
I'm from 6 Mile, like I said. So
I didn't even know it was a 6 Mile, bro.
Yeah. It goes 6, 7, 8. That's dope. So here's the thing. Everybody who watched 8 Mile, the movie with Eminem, is, oh, I want to go to 8 Mile. Well, it separates the city from the suburbs.
Right.
It's just a major street, like Ritchie Highway.
Gotcha.
So the thing about ain't nothing on 8 Mile but strip clubs.
Okay.
And I've only ever been in the one.
Stripper roads.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I've only been to one. It's called HT's. Mm. Bruh, I felt the softest ass in there.
Word.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not a creepy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I go to strip club.
Oh, you caught me?
Hey, what the fuck this nigga was doing?
That nigga was like, I'm not a creepy motherfucker. I was like,
in general. Dirty nigga. So I'm in there, right? My cousin buys me a lap dance. You know, we got a pitcher of beer. Drinking it. So he's got like a frequent member punch
hey
card.
Tony.
Yeah.
Hey bitches. Like,
Shit you not. That's how it was.
I'm sorry.
We sat down and they was like, hey baby, how you doing? Ain't seeing you anybody. He's like, yeah, I've been working. I'm like, hey, how much do you come in here? He's like, oh, you know, I'm in
Tony
here.
The baller.
Hey, right.
Bruh.
Paying bitches rent.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm sipping my beer. He's like, yo, you want a lap dance? I was like, nah, I'm cool. He's like, I pay for it. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Right.
So she's dancing on me, right? And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I'm keeping my hands to myself. Bruh, she grabs my hand and, like, puts it on her ass.
Soft like water, huh?
Bruh, softest ass I've ever felt. Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Man, you got any? Well, have you ever been?
I've been to El Dorado's. And I didn't put two and two together that we were in a Mexican neighborhood. And it was pretty terrible because she was just cleaning down the pole. It was hella niggas in there, but they wasn't tripping. I distinctively remember one of the guys saying, y'all niggas don't even tip. I'm about to bring my little sis out here. She tip all these bitches in here. And I just was like, get me the fuck out of here. I'm overdressed anyway, dude.
First of all,
I got to way too much expensive shit for this.
El Dorado.
Like an El Dorado conversation.
Bro, I haven't been on that side of town in like, 10 what? Years.
I ain't been nigga. Back. I tell you that much.
That's like super deep East, yo.
Yeah.
What?
That's like on the bad side of Highland Town.
Facts,
which
facts,
is saying
facts,
a lot.
Right,
if you know, if you're
right,
in Baltimore, that's
right, you know.
By the fucking bread factory. The other one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like just the outside of El Dorado's, you get HPV.
Facts.
Damn, I don't know what I was thinking.
For real.
I just remember I had the South Beach LeBrons on. And
whoa,
I'm like, bro,
whoa,
I thought this was a dope
ooh.
Occasion.
Look, yo, Corey
yeah,
used
it was
to live
dope,
a different
right?
life, yo.
Yeah.
Back, like, me and Corey was always cool. Like, we've been cool since, like, maybe 03. You know what I mean? So fucking
Shit, so 14, always, 15, right?
Yeah, 14, 15, you know what I mean? I will always see him, you know what I mean, whether it be Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And Corey used to be the fuck out here, you know what I mean?
I don't
like,
know
whether how. Miami, wherever, but he was always him, dancing, partying, you know what I mean? But right. You would see certain pictures, this nigga is gone. Know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's about it.
Splashed.
You
know what I mean?
About when I was
when you died that time in Miami.
I died at South Beach with the South Beach LeBron. I was telling my man, and I seen him the other day. I was like, "Yo, please, please don't let me scuff up my sneakers, bro. Like, please don't allow me to get so drunk that I scuff up my sneakers." And I fell asleep on the couch. I fell asleep on the couch, smiling. And I couldn't.
Is that the one shoe incident?
No, that was Kristen House.
Okay, that was, yeah.
Oh my God, that was your fault. That was your fault because you gave us that Puerto Rican rum.
That's Bacardi. What you get for hanging out with me.
Man,
I'm a bad
influence.
I threw
up everywhere. Shout out to you, the girl I was dealing with at the time. I threw up all on her. I think Kristen, I appreciate you.
Shout out to Kristen.
Because I definitely was like, yo, I'm about to throw up. I had my gold teeth in, and I took them out and gave it to her. She put them shits in her hand. I was like, that's a real friend. That is my best friend. Yeah. But the girl I was dealing with, I think I threw up in her bathroom or in her room, house, something. I threw up. She came and got me. Kristen handed her my one shoe. I was so drunk, bro. Yes. Bad. I got to that too. I gave him some terrible dick.
Oh yeah, drunk dick is the worst.
Dick is trash. Yeah, you used to be all over the place. Yeah.
Be like the nigga beating it on the bed. You know what I mean? Be like, wake up,
pushing that soft noodle.
Right.
Like, yeah, I got it
on gummy.
Yo, all right. So, let me see. Norm, you got any wild strip club experiences?
First time I went to a strip club, it's two times I went to two different strip clubs, and I seen chicks I knew from middle school. Ironically, the first time was my homegirl, and we was cool in middle school, you know what I mean? Seen her on the bar and shit, and squeezed her titties, and she had looked at me. She was like, I know you, what's your name? I'm like, Norm. She like, your name not Norm. I'm like, yes it is. I went to school with you. Your name not Norm. Like, my name is Norm. You know what I mean? And I think I squeezed the titties and slapped the ass on the way out. I ain't giving no money. But shouts to her because she's not stripping no more. See you. Another girl. She like half porn star now and shit. She be on, you know what I mean? All the little sites and shit.
But, is she a porn star or OnlyFans star?
She probably an OnlyFans star.
Okay.
I heard she was burning last time I heard about her. That was a couple years ago. Well, she a little nasty bitch. She fat. She fat as a motherfucker. I'll show y'all niggas.
Respect. We not doing no definition here. Let me get the word out. Don't matter. Defamation. That's all I'm trying to say.
But I had seen her in there on Father's Day, and I was drunk out of my fucking mind. And she like, what you doing in here? I'm like, it's Father's Day. Fuck you talking about? You know what I mean? And she's like, all right. And she gave me a lap dance, and I only brought so much money out the house. I was selling crack at the time and shit. So I'm like, I'm not about to bring a bunch of money out the crib because I'm going to fuck my whole shit up. You know what I mean? So I think I might have brought like $60 out the house. You know what I mean? Got like 50 ones. I think I got a Sprite. Then my man made me get a beer and then a Grey Goose. I don't drink. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I think we had some lean, too. We was at the 2 o'clock club. That's what we was at. The first time we was at Oasis. You know, we was at the 2 o'clock club. And I'm dying at this point by the time I see her. I failed to mention that. I'm over there, like, I sit down. I'm not at the bar no more. I'm, like, at the back. I'm like, yo. You know what I mean? She come out. You know what I'm saying? And she just got the big fat donkey, and she give me a fucking lap dance. I'm like, yo, you called me too late. I was giving all these bitches my money. I gave her a dollar. All I had was a fucking dollar.
I was giving all these bitches my money. It's a dollar.
Yo, this bitch came up to me, put an ass on me, said, you tipping? I spun right around. Like, what? Yeah. You know what I mean? My bro like, yo, stop giving all these hoes your money. I'm like, ain't that what we come here for? I only brought $60 out the house. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's probably it. Fucking, I've been to other shits like Norma Jean's and shit like
Norma Jean's is
Yeah. It's a big club. It's bigger than a
It's
lot
big,
of
but they don't Snoop get new. They don't get.
Huh?
Snoop was fighting outside of there.
Snoop?
That's what she was fighting at?
Yeah.
Oh, that was last week. From The Wire.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mean to throw you off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she was.
I thought you meant like Snoop Dogg.
Oh, no.
Some nigga hit her. And her then her homegirl fucked them niggas.
Lord, this nigga. Nigga got the, you going to die. All right, bro. That's a little bit much, but she floored him.
Yeah.
Then whoever was with Snoop, they was like,
who's going to die?
You know, they from over east. Yeah.
They from DBs.
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
Respect.
That was wild. When he said you're gonna die, I'm like, bro, this is not what I thought this was gonna be. He's like, I did not.
It's time to go.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah. I went to so there's this club in there's a city inside of Detroit called Highland Park.
Okay.
Right. It sits kind of right in the middle between east and west. It's only 6 square miles. Yo, this is the most ratchet ass city I've ever fucking been to. Imagine Highland Town if it was like an actual town. It's so fucking ratchet. And one of my family members was a police officer in this town, and he lived on the street with this major strip club. So he knew the strippers. They knew where he lived and they knew what he did. I'm like, none of that makes sense, but he would always be in there. So one time we go in there and just to see, you know, this place was so cruddy. Motherfucker walked in, threw up like $30 worth of money. I actually picked some of it up and tipped the stripper with it.
Don't worry, Bill. This $3 is for you.
And didn't nobody say nothing. Somebody saw me do it and was like, all right.
They looked at you like Diddy looked at the nigga in the contest. Matt, speaking of Diddy, did you see him give somebody a stack of ones when he was leaving a strip club?
Yes.
The nigga Diddy funny as shit. He see the nigga with the Rolls Royce truck. He's like, "Who's is this peanut butter? Oh, all right. With the black piping. Whose idea was that?" Nigga said it was somebody idea. He's like, "What?" He's like, "Oh, all right." No, he said. He's like, they got good taste. Yeah. Yeah, oh, word. That's what he said. Oh, word. He's like, oh, word.
It's because he probably got like 12.
They got some good taste. It's like,
I can't afford one.
He gave his son one for his birthday.
Word?
Must be nice. You know, shout out to Chuckles. I love Chuckles. Let me see. Yeah, since I be eating like a nigga.
You do. This nigga, y'all niggas ever seen cow and chicken before? This nigga chew just like cow. Just in a circle.
Fuck, that should be hitting, man.
Look, I ain't mad at you, yo. My father chew worse than you, though. Father chew like a duck. Man, shit about to just fall out his mouth. Like, how you doing?
I'm about to throw up,
man. Can't see. I hate that shit. You know how ducks just catch that shit? They beak flat. Like, it just look like they having a hard time with it. Like, yo, keep the food in your fucking mouth, yo. What the fuck is wrong with you? That shit gross.
Yo, because I'm thinking like when they get fish and the fish try to jump out.
Exactly. And they just, you know what I mean? You chew just like that.
Turn to the fucking nature show of your nature channel.
You started.
Yo, the fucking visual is sick. You not see the visual in your mind? I'm just like,
I'm trying not to.
Exactly. You see it perfectly, yo. That shit is annoying.
Well, I'm gonna eat my chuckles. Talk about the titties I seen at a strip club. Let me see. Man, what else wild shit have I seen? I seen a chick climb up the pole and hang from the rafters.
That's intense. Wow.
She
could sting.
She got good upper body strength.
On amateur night.
Wow.
Oh, she had a point to prove.
Yeah,
she proved it. I think she won $1,500.
Yeah.
I was in Pinna. The wildest shit I've seen was that. That was at Pinups. I walked in the Strokers. Seen a whole bunch of dope boys. Yo, that shit was BMF. Crazy. I think it was because they all had on football jerseys. And it was crazy because I was with my cousin and her girlfriend, and We walk in, and I just see this dude holding money. Mm. He's holding it like this in stacks, and he's just handing out bands to everybody in football jerseys. That's how I knew they was all together.
Right.
Bruh, there was so much money on this stage. One of the dancers, like the chick that was up there, she had to stop dancing, go to the back, and they had to get brown paper bags.
Shit.
And they was putting handfuls of money.
Shit.
They was, I think they walked off that stage with about 4 or 5 bags. And this was back in like 04 before the whole Make It Rain shit was like popular.
Right.
Parking.
Just, I don't know what
the fuck. There we go.
Going through it.
Yeah, right. That's what. So to see motherfuckers like walk off stage in like 04, 05.
Oh,
that much fucking money was like.
This nigga make me sick.
Yeah. I know, right?
Nah, that's bananas.
So
4 or 5 bags of cash. Where was this at?
In Atlanta, at Strokers.
Okay, it's Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
What? So what is the best strip club you've been to?
It's a toss up between the Alaskan Bush Company in Anchorage, Alaska. Right way the fuck out there.
That's so black banana. People are it's probably in Spanish Alaska. Bitches or Inuit bitches or some shit, you know what I mean? With good hair.
What
Inuit. It's a Native American tribe in Alaska.
I like this nigga know him how intelligent as shit. Yeah, yeah. Because I was like, ignorant. It's wild ignorant bitches out there. Like,
it's out here cold as a motherfucker. Ignorant as fuck. You know what I mean?
Ticker was. No. I know, dog. Yo, I'm sorry.
So at the Alaska Bush Company, yeah, right, this chick was dancing. She was like some kind of fitness model. So she stood up, she bent completely over, and she put her head between her legs and was looking at her asshole. So she like folded herself in half, but like completely, bro.
Wow.
It was like some gymnastics.
That nigga knew was like, I gotta see this. Hold on.
What? I was just thinking about it like.
So she fought, she.
So she stood straight up stood and like she just up. Like bent over like to grab her ankles, but she was like mad flexible and can put her
she
head
was
between.
Out of eye with her booty hole.
Just about. I tipped her that and I was like,
"You had to." Wow. Yeah.
See, I've been known to go into strip clubs and watch TV.
My man, Ro said Alaska is known for strip clubs.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Really? Yeah, it's live up there.
It's probably. Bitches in Alaska.
Yo, it's boy. Probably because with Alaska, you think like igloos and shit like that.
Nah, bro. Anchorage is.
I would have never thought that.
It stay light for half the year, nigga.
In the summer, that is. Lit. This, let me see. This is almost into June. So, like, this time of year, like right now, it's what? 9 o'clock? Uh-huh. It would look like five in the afternoon. From like now until like the middle, like the end of July.
Damn.
It'd be 2 in the morning and you come outside. And like the sun doesn't go completely dead, like dips behind a mountain and comes right back up.
Okay, so let's dive a little deeper into this, pun intended, right? So what is it like fucking Alaskan native? You didn't explore
I did
the locals?
Alaskan locals. Sounds like I'm on the Food Network.
I mean, it's no different than.
This ain't nasty?
No.
Are they cold?
All right, we're going to end this one right now.
He said, are they cold? This nigga, yo.
I'm sorry.
No. No, it don't matter in any way. Don't fucking matter.
You know we don't edit.
That's the fuck we do. This nigga don't know.
Hey, yo. This nigga, yo.
Oh, shit.
Y'all niggas.
Yeah, we do edit. Especially when Norm be talking about the bitches.
Look, yo. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I say a lot of problematic things. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. It's the truth. And ever since MTV started blurring out guns and titties, the world hasn't been the same. So I'm
reveal MTV. Them titties.
You know what I mean? I'm MTV in like 93. You can watch nothing but a G thing and see the lights, when the licking titties.
Oh,
yes,
man.
And see the gun in the back of some shit. You know what I mean? So that's what you're gonna get with Norm.
That's exactly what you're gonna get with Norm. Yeah.
Unblur them titties.
You know what I'm saying? Pretty fucking much.
Oh, man.
Let them fucking nipples pop. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Shit.
How was it?
Shit. Hey, yo, you remember on Blue Street when... wait. You remember on Blue Street when...
Yo, that nigga stupid.
Yo, you was a wild nigga.
Oh, shit. Oh man. Let me see. What else?
Shit.
Let me see. Yeah. So the last Bush company was live.
It's only they cook meat there.
I thought so too, because everybody I had just
they
got
don't cook
there.
Meat.
No, it's the Laskin Bush company strip club.
Bush.
Oh, no, bitches is in there with the fro. Oh,
I mean, not all of them. But it was.
They was stripping with the fro.
It was a couple women in there that were natural.
Natural, that's what it is.
They pick it. They pick it. Ew, yo. Wait, so they had the fro and did they had a little. The little landing strip joint, the little V joint.
I did, yeah.
That shit looked like an up arrow. You know the little, what's the little shit you put in math for the exponent?
Oh, the little carrot joint.
Yeah. Those little shits was like, that's nasty, bro. And that actually, no disrespect, that's not nasty. But that just shows raw talent. If you could get the little triangle patch above your vagina, it is some of the most amazing work I've ever seen.
But that
I
was like
how 90s
stuff. Like now it's either.
I mean, they want to retro it. They don't.
No. Now they either go all natural or all ball.
Oh, yeah. All ball. Shit.
Damn. So they had the fro.
Yeah.
Through the and it's probably like coming over the top of the panties and like the sides.
No, some of them was trimmed. You know, it's just. When they pulled it back, they, you know, pulled back a little bit of hair.
They got to go through the forest to get through the jungle and freeze.
So, yo, speaking of wild shit, my man was, he was TDY when we was in the military. He was TDY to Okinawa.
Okay.
Right, he was there for like 3 months. So, he said while he was out there, he hit a strip club. Now, they are known like, in fucking Tijuana, mm-hmm. You know, they got wild strip clubs down there, like donkey shows and shit.
Wow. Donkey show.
Like, apparently, that's a thing in Tijuana to go to a show and see a woman, like, have sex with a donkey.
It's additional 40-year-old version.
Oh, that was real?
Yeah, that's real.
Fucking donkeys?
There's
a woman fucking a horse.
Or getting fucked by a donkey.
You yeah.
Get there and it's a woman fucking a horse.
Or something. It's some kind of wild shit they do. So, in Okinawa... It was apparently the same kind of thing. So he went to the strip club, and one of the women in there, if you gave her a dollar, she'd give you 4 quarters.
Is that Michigan? I'm sorry, Okinawa.
Okinawa's in Japan.
In Japan, it sounds like it.
Yeah,
it's at the bottom of Japan. It's an island in the bottom of Japan.
So you went to a strip club in Japan.
So my man went there.
Okay.
Because we were in Alaska, and he went TDY. He got assigned to.
Wait, what is TDY?
Temporary duty.
Yeah, I use context clues. I didn't know either, but yeah. I kind of
sounded like a different language.
Yeah,
to me.
I was like, okay, all right, maybe okay. That means he OT.
So, so like. If they say, hey, we got a job in Houston for 3 months.
Got
anybody
you.
Want to volunteer?
Got you.
You go.
Damn.
So that's what he did. He went to Okinawa for like 3 months.
That's dope.
And he said, yeah, he gave this woman a dollar, and she spit out 4 quarters.
Out of her vagina?
Yes.
She spit out 4 quarters out of her vagina?
Yes. And he wasn't the only one who got quarters.
That's mad quarters in that pussy.
That's mad wall strength.
Yo.
God, that shit's in your cooch.
And then, you about to get to some wild shit. So then another woman came up there. and she smoked a cigarette.
Yes.
She smoked a, her coochie smoked a cigarette?
With its lips.
Put it up to you.
Jay-Z with the double entendres. It's The Rock.
I don't even know how.
But yeah, like he saw this. He was like, I didn't believe it. He was like, I thought that shit was not real. But
so wait, I'm just curious of why he asked, why he gave her a dollar.
Because that was the thing. Like he wanted to see if his that was a, it was a gimmick. Trick.
Okay, I thought it was like, well, did you just did everything for free then? Like, hey yo, you haven't been to the zoo when you put a coin in there and they give you like the little
oblong
yeah,
shit.
That's what she did. It was like, oh yeah. Yeah. Here's a picture of an elephant, little boy. Yo.
Wow. But I did see some shit like that. And once again, I was in fucking Atlanta. I love Georgia. I know I love Atlanta.
Shout out to Atlanta. I love Atlanta.
I'm coming.
Shout out to big sis Stacy.
Shout out to Stacy.
Hus.
Brother Hustle.
My family. I ain't going through this whole thing.
I was in this club like
my
called
family.
Better go through it.
This what the fuck name is that club? Club Blaze. I don't know, it's weird. So I'm in there watching TV as usual. And my cousin, she used to be a dancer.
Hey, Stacey's on the live. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey. Hey, Stace.
Stacey.
So we in the club.
You live in this shit. I be seeing you doing that.
Yeah, like, right.
Bro, that shit is a good idea.
And
I like your flavor, neighbor.
So my cousin used to be a dancer. And so she's legit having conversations with other dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Her girlfriend dipped off to the pool table. I'm sitting in there watching ESPN. Right. And they calling dancers up to the stage. All of a sudden I hear the crowd go, ooh, and I look. This young lady, very talented young lady, laying back. She's got her legs folded back.
Oh shit.
She's putting dollar bills on her hoo-ha and blowing them off.
She putting dollar bills.
She put
on
them
the
on
mount.
On the lips.
On the lips and blowing it off.
And she would do something and it would
Wow. You gotta be kidding.
I actually got up, very exquisite trick, ma'am. I tipped her.
She earned that. That's a lot of pussy muscle.
Yeah. Bruh.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, do your Kegels. That's what
drop
Kegels
down to get
do.
Your Kegel on, girl.
Drop down to get your Kegel
on, girl. What?
Drop down to get your Kegel on, girl. Hell no, we had Kegel ain't gone, girl. I fucked it up. It don't fucking matter. Hey,
get them yoni eggs. That's what. Yeah.
Them bitches.
Oh,
that shit.
That's what.
What is it called? Yoni.
Y-O-N-I.
I thought it was Johnny.
Yanni yoni. I don't know.
It don't matter.
Yo, them bitches that do that.
So
shit,
what is that?
It's
help. Help. I don't know what those, like, what are they? Do they go in?
Yeah.
They go in and they stay in?
And
it
so,
just builds the muscle?
Yeah, because, like, they come in different weights.
Them bitches double.
So you, like, okay. Squeeze.
Yanni eggs help, too.
Squeeze.
She said the eggs help. Okay, so what are you, were you talking about, it's like an egg?
That's yeah,
what
that it's shit an egg
is.
Shit.
I thought it was a makeup thing, son. The little, you know what I mean?
Shit, no one thought it was a makeup thing. And to be honest, that makes a lot of fucking sense.
You know what I'm saying?
It makes a lot of sense.
Oh.
It's shaped like that for like the...
Yeah, for the little face
like
shit.
A, okay, I got
yeah.
you. I got you.
One of the sponges.
No, no, no.
Yeah, yeah.
So no. What is it for, though, Stace?
It builds your pelvic wall. So like when you talk about doing... Yeah, doing planks. Uh-huh. Even men.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you put in your butt?
No. So like if you
no, because I was like
no. So like if you
for the
if
asteroid
you
questions.
Build up your like your abdomen area.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When you go to like skeet one off,
uh-huh.
You can put some arc on it.
Oh.
Put okay. Put a little force behind it.
Oh.
Instead of letting it, yeah.
Right, shoot that bitch.
Yeah, instead of letting going, it like kind of dribble out. Right.
Nah, they,
shit got some velocity.
I got some shit with mine though, because
yeah,
my shit
got
like,
some velocity. Yeah,
shit
shit got,
I'm a young yeah. boy. Yeah,
my,
sir.
My shit don't have no aim. Just bam. Right, just, my bad.
Sorry,
I'm tired. Can you get the squad?
You know what I'm saying,
I'm too tired. Oh, yeah.
My fault. I ain't mean to do that.
Don't aim for the eyes. Don't aim for the eyes.
Oh, the bitch on my face
also, though, with childbirth.
Yeah. If you, bro, them,
that's why
them,
you need older siblings, bro.
Facts, like,
niggas
facts.
Be knowing shit.
Teach the youth, Stace.
You feel me, bro? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
To the young black youth.
And teach the truth to the young black youth.
Shout out.
Facts, nigga.
Boom, tang, boom, tang, boom, tang.
Oh. Poontang clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yep. There we go, the Poontang clan.
That's us. That's us. I like that.
Oh shit!
The Poutine.
I would tell y'all the story of the strip club in Tacoma, Washington, and the boob milk, but I'll save that for another day.
What?
Yeah, that was a wild night. But it wasn't that. That wasn't on me.
I told you be experiencing life.
Yo,
so it was boob milk. Nah, nigga, fuck are you doing? Like, how you going to skip over that? Nigga, introducing boob milk.
So, like, so I went. I was TDY. And
it was OT. No,
yeah,
nigga was OT.
I was assigned to.
I get it now.
So it was us from Alaska. It was a couple of dudes from Japan. It was like dudes from all over Hawaii and shit. So we all met up for these classes in Washington, right? So we up there, and excuse me. First night, all the fellas, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, talking shit. Yo, let's hit a strip club. Bet. So we go. Like I say, I'm not really a strip club dude, right? But I like the vibe. I'm with the fellas. So we in there. And my man starts chatting up this dancer. I'm thinking she's just trying to get the money. But she legitimately wanted to, she liked our vibe. So she's sitting there talking with us, whatever. And it was her turn to go dance. Boom, she goes to dance.
Uh-huh.
First, my man is like, yo, she had a baby 6 weeks ago.
The what?
She had a C-section, so everything was still put together.
Guts was still hanging out.
No, everything was, so she, you know what I'm saying? I was like, for real, you just had a baby? She's like, yeah, I just had a baby.
For real, you just had a baby? You know, word? Like, congratulations.
I know, right? He was like... she was mad
said, word? Congratulations.
Hey, what else you going to say?
Right?
Hey.
I mean... So
you just had a baby. Word.
She so it's her turn to go dance. She go dance, do her thing, do do do. She's sliding across the floor, pole and shit. So she comes back to the table. She's like, "Oh my god, my boobs kept leaking milk." And we was like,
"Titties was crying,
almond milk." All right, damn, my bad. That's toddlerish. All right, my bad again.
This guy.
All right, go ahead.
Well, yeah, that was.
I got all uncomfortable. I started rubbing my own feet.
I know, right? Like, what the fuck is happening over here? <Don't you know. laughs> Oh my god. So yeah, that was. Let me see. Do I have any?
What she do with them titty milk?
I was about to say, yeah,
niggas. She put them in shot glasses for you,
she
niggas.
Letting it go. Yeah.
Nah, I think she just like kind of rubbed them in and like.
That shit's so gross. You like titty milk?
You enjoy it? I've never had it.
Titty milk is ass, man.
I don't enjoy it. I was about to say, I don't enjoy
it. Yeah, I had the first batch, and that's like all the enzymes and shit like that.
See, the boob milk bandit.
That shit's ass. But like that third, fourth batch, it's worth it.
Really?
You feel me? Like, it's not worth it, but it's not bad.
I think I had the first batch, and it was just like, after that, I didn't want to try it no more.
Yeah, it's like mad vitamins in that shit. Okay. They don't want that shit. That's for the baby.
Gotcha.
But you could sneak in probably like that. Probably like that fourth, maybe seventh pump. You feel me? You can get that joint. Shit, hey, bro.
Obviously, at this point, I think I'm past that land because I'm not getting none of you bitches pregnant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So what you got to do is you got to hit a joint that's like already pregnant.
Bad.
Or you could have... somebody 6 weeks ago. Where's my clap?
All right. Where do we go from here?
Nigga,
where
you think I want to fuck a pregnant bitch?
Norm. Okay. We gonna hit that mute button. Turn that mic off. His mic is off.
You nigga, sit. Look at me.
And his mic is off.
You don't think right. I'll fuck a pregnant bitch.
We're going to land this plane. So,
you wild nigga. You nigga.
Yo, I got a question. I got a question.
Shit.
Why is it? Because Vic did the same thing. Why is it motherfuckers get on the Laptop Chronicles and just go, and they just let it out?
Like, because you gotta have some type of fucking, some type of, I guess, you gotta follow a script on this nigga shit.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
We can let our personal story.
Yeah, bro.
We sharing shit. We sharing shit.
A lot of that shit don't mix well with hip hop. So we just come to your shit and be like, I'm me. This is me. Take me for who I am.
Hey, yo. Mary J. Blige.
Oh, hey, shit. Take me as I am, nigga. God,
oh, man. Woo.
Y'all niggas, oh, my Lord.
Okay, we need to. Let's all inhale.
Ah, fuck.
And exhale. That was a wild one.
Yeah. I appreciate you.
Phew, I'm sure we gonna hear about this one.
No, we not.
No.
No.
Holy moly.
See, yo. Alright, so
shit.
We're gonna hit the. All right, so for Laptop Chronicles News Network, you know, ain't nothing too spicy. Make sure you know Memorial Day is coming up. You know what I'm saying? This weekend is going to be a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. Don't be dangerous.
Don't drink and drive. Believe me, you don't want to get a DUI. It's not fun. Fuck up everything. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
And it's the weekend. And what, Norm? All right, so yeah, what Marrow and Deezus, what Deezus say? And he'd be like, it's Friday, beloved.
Oh, stay out the bookings, beloved.
Avoid the bookings, beloved.
Yo, facts. Nigga,
that's why I retweet it every Friday as a reminder to my fucking self. You know what I mean? Because it's Friday, nigga. I was out every day, like, since Thursday last week. You know what I mean? It got hot. Nigga, I'm outside. You know what I mean? So.
So many butts, so many cicadas.
I was downtown, so it was no.
That's
cicadas.
A big ass rat that they had out there.
Nigga, you saw that video?
That rat and that rat was scrawny as
that
shit.
That was last week or the week before. I just had that video on my phone, but yeah, this nigga was all fucked up. Yeah. Nigga, he just running around people eating ice cream. You saw how close he was?
Yeah,
he's running up the nigga's son.
That's his hood.
Yo, clearly he was fucked up.
Bro, that rat looked like it done been through some shit.
Yeah,
he was like all scrawny but fat. Yo,
if he live at the harbor, yeah.
He looked bad. Did you not see that video?
Yeah, nah, it looked nasty, bro. Yeah. Probably drinking that water down there.
Oh,
it was probably a mutant.
Yo, other news. If you visit, because the world is opening up, everybody's fucking. His turtles was back at home. If you come to Maryland, if you come to Baltimore,
Maryland,
do not get in the fucking harbor, inner harbor water. That shit is not cool.
Why do people do that? Don't do that. Why do you
don't do that?
Ew, no, they don't. Stacey said they be frying rats out here.
Where?
Shut up, Stacey.
What nigga you know?
Nigga said I heard they be frying rats out there.
Stacey crazy, yo. Stacey saw that wild ass video. Oh, that shit was gross.
But yo, don't drink and drive. Stay out the bookings. Avoid the bookings, beloved.
Avoid the
stay out the fucking
beloved.
Inner Harbor water. Yeah, don't even get close to it. Don't let it touch your
rat.
Shoes.
Oh, my bad.
What she said?
That shit will melt your
not
shoes.
The rat. Not the rat. They will melt your shoes. Facts. You remember a couple years back when them people
jumped in the water? That's what I'm saying.
That's nasty. And they did it with Statue of Liberty. Around the Statue of Liberty, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's nasty.
That, yeah.
Just like. Like, you can swim in the Detroit River now?
Oh, the cicadas. They be frying the cicadas.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah. When I was in high school, people were eating the
cicadas.
Fuck that.
This is my first time seeing them. That shit's gross.
Really? It's your first time?
It's my first time seeing them.
Wow. I saw
them shit. We was in high school. They was way worse in high school,
yeah,
son.
Fuck yeah. They real subtle worse. Now,
yeah,
bro.
They on the
they might get worse.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
these shits was like getting in girls' hair. Yes. Like, yeah. All that shit, bro.
I heard this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I'll be in Florida by the time them bitches get lit.
Listen, this is the weirdest shit ain't ever. Nasty. These fucking bugs come
they
out
biggest shit.
Once every 17 years.
Yeah.
They're about this big, about that round. This shit is real.
And they got red eyes.
They come out the ground.
They shed.
They shed, they mate, and then
so
they
ugly.
Die.
Yo.
And they are everywhere.
I'm at work earlier just watching one fly. They sound like birds.
They sound and I don't know if y'all notice when they move, they make that sound.
I don't see them move.
But ew. There is a it's like a high pitch screamy noise.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most eerie.
It's annoying.
Bruh, that's scary as fuck.
Yeah. I this time I'm not seeing them like really fly around like that.
Yeah.
I'm seeing them like on the ground, like they with they shed the skin and shit. I've seen that. Yeah. And like being on niggas' tires and shit, but bruh, not like flying around and
I watched my car turned around, the motherfuckers was on my car. Shit is gross. So yeah.
Ugh.
Avoid the bookings. Don't drink and drive. Stay out the inner harbor water.
Them joints is nasty.
Watch out for the cicadas. I was like, what's happening? But yeah, all that. Let me see. Make sure you jump on YouTube. Check out Baltimore County Forever podcast YouTube channel. You
yes,
see us. And yo, this shit's like the fucking USS Enterprise. The USS Laptop Chronicles. Whoever's
yes,
this is the captain's seat.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
If it's your turn, it's your turn. Everybody support whoever turn it is at that given time. That's how you really build a network. And a lot of people don't really understand that particular aspect of their dream. Being behind someone to follow their dreams as long as yours.
Yeah.
I mean, along with yours, rather. So shout out to everybody. Shout out to Stacey Norm right there, Cousin Al, Huss. Che, just everybody, like
our executive producer, Dirty Vic. Tim Vic.
Shout out to Vic. Hey yo, Vic is a wild nigga. He showed me Master P at his daughter's graduation. It was Master P there, and he was like
giving the speech.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's Uncle P. He was like, hey yo, I definitely called him Uncle P. Yo, I was like, yo, that's wild as shit. But shout out to DTV Vic, Dirty Tim Vic.
Yeah, definitely. Make sure you check out Norm regular.
Check me out.
Check him out.
Like the Nipsey Hussle song.
Yes, check him out.
Check me out.
Describe Infinity. Buy it. Normregular.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's his site. Mm-hmm. That's his music.
It ain't that hard. You go on YouTube. You know what I mean. You go on Apple Music. But buy my shit from Bandcamp. You know what I mean.
The money goes in his pockets.
Bills to pay. Know what I mean?
His pockets.
But follow me on Instagram, the link tree right there. Whatever's easier for you, whatever service you're paying for, just run my shit up. Just run it up.
Because
I make dope music, so listen to it.
He really does.
Listen to some bullshit anyway. So.
Yeah. Make sure you check out Blue Light Special. You know, the video.
Please do. We all in it.
Yeah. We all in it.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah.
Thank you for being there. I wouldn't have been able to get that shit done without you.
Yeah. We were goons in the video.
Right, exactly.
I'm a goon in real life.
This nigga.
No, I'm not.
This nigga, man.
Yeah, he is.
Right, whole time.
I know who I'm calling.
You punching niggas in the face.
Why would I call anybody else?
You know what?
I'm a nice guy.
Bigger. He is.
I'm calling Aline.
That's the thing.
Who's Aline?
You know
You'll
what?
See.
You'll see. Right. You'll see.
I'm going to call my big brother. He's going to fuck you up.
Definitely one of them situations. Definitely one of them is like, you know what? I got a fucking case of double black for your ass.
Double black. I'm a nice guy. I really am.
That's the thing. You get knocked out by a nice guy.
Yeah.
I told you, bitch ass.
I ain't going to throw an encyclopedia. That's this nigga fatality. This nigga fatality is him throwing an encyclopedia. Hey yo, off the roof. Hey yo, you know when the locks was like they gonna throw a refrigerator knowledge. Off the roof? He throw his encyclopedias.
Knowledge, nigga. Hold that.
Friendship.
Yo, right.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Yo, yeah, yo. Make sure drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Please
drop down to get your Kegel on.
Please drink water.
Your niggas piss be stinging.
And it be yellow.
Eat word. Fruit.
Please.
Do that.
Eat clean.
She ain't
taste
gonna catch it if you taste like shit.
Word. Facts.
She gonna spit it on facts. Your chest, nigga.
Right. ew.
Woo. But yo, man, this has been another great one in the books.
These niggas are funny, man.
You know what I'm saying? We had a great time. As always.
Poontang Clan.
Poontang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And on that note, we out. Like these other niggas playing games. We both grown, so can we both act like it?
I'm taking a chance. Leaving for yourself, trying to do my dance. And I love it. Aye, so why you frontin' on me? Look, every time my name was brought up, you would act all nonchalant in front of my audience. Like I'm just another nigga that you be swerving on. But truth be told, I know that you bought me, girl. And I love it. It's such a shame on you.